Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Moenkel. On today's program, we visit with Knoxville Interim City Manager Heather Ussery to recap Monday night's Knoxville City Council meeting.
Recapping Monday night's Knoxville City Council meeting, just kind of going in order of the item agenda here. The farm lease, I understand, kind of started off the meeting pretty quick, I understand, but what are you able to share about what happened with that?
Yeah, there's approximately 86 acres that is near the water reclamation facility. The city purchased that when it was up for sale several years ago to help spread sludge a couple of times a year for the water reclamation facility. But other than those couple times a year, it is farm ground and needs to be hayed. So we sent out a request for proposals for farmers to submit to allow for a five-year contract to be able to farm those grounds. And Corey Moore, he has done it the last 5 or 6 years, I believe, and he was also the highest bid for this next 5 years. So there was a resolution and public hearing to approve the five-year contract with him to farm those grounds.
The economic development presentation, I understand it's a yearly thing. What are you able to share about that presentation?
Yeah. Knoxville Economic Development Commission, Ron Van Zanting, he's the president of the commission, and he gave a presentation to council in regards to what KDC has done in the last couple of years as far as their spec homes out on Deer Run, the developments there, as well as on Harlan Street. And then their plans moving forward were for 2021. Their hopes are to submit a proposal to the city for East Elementary, as well as continue building a couple spec homes out on Deer Run again. And so the city financially contributes to KDC to help with residential housing in the city. And so, they give an update usually around our budget time to council on their plans and for the future.
All right. Well, moving on, an ordinance was passed relating to parking on the square. What are you able to share about that new ordinance?
Yeah, currently from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. there's no parking allowed on the city square. And so for residents that live above the commercial district, it can be difficult for them for parking. And so our police chief, Aaron Fuller, presented an ordinance to city council to allow residents of the downtown district to be able to park during those times. There will be a permit process that they will have to submit to annually to the police department to verify their residence and things like that. And it'll be a $25 fee, and that they will then be allowed to park on the square during those times. It will still be no parking during snow ordinances.
Moved on to the fiscal year 2021-2022 budget presentation. What are the key points to touch on there?
Yeah, overall the presentation went well. We had our staff present as well that touched, you know, on their individual department budgets. Overall, the key highlights for our upcoming budget, for the city's portion of residents' property taxes, there's no increase for the city's levy. There's a slight decrease actually for our retiring debt for the upcoming year. And we're continuing to add to our general fund reserves to, you know, for fiscal responsibility for the city and doing well. Something new for this year, we will be bringing back our citywide cleanup that we did for a couple years. The last time we did it was in 2017, and council thought that was important to bring back this upcoming year. So that'll be additional service that we'll offer our citywide cleanup to residents. That was included in the budget, as well as we're going to continue to fund for fireworks and things like that. So that's a couple highlights that I know people enjoy in the community that will be included in this upcoming budget.
You'd mentioned citywide cleanup. Is there a date set for that yet, or is that still to be determined?
That's still to be determined. Now that we've gotten council approval to move forward with that, we will submit bids to our haulers. A proposal for bids, and they'll submit those, and then we'll determine who will be the hauler for that service, and then we'll get dates coordinated with them.
Thanks to Knoxville Interim City Manager Heather Ussery for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.